This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. North Korea came down hard today on the U.S. State Department over the sore point issue of human rights. VOA's Bill Gallo has a report from Seoul.
North Korea specifically took issue with a recent VOA interview of a senior State Department official who said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about North Korean human rights abuses. In a statement via state media, North Korea's foreign ministry said those comments were like pouring oil over a burning fire. The controversy comes at a particularly tense moment. North Korea has threatened to walk away from nuclear talks and has promised the U.S. an ominous Christmas gift. That gift could be a long-range missile launch or other provocation. The U.S. is also gradually increasing pressure. On Friday, the State Department renewed its designation of North Korea as a violator of religious freedom. U.S. President Donald Trump also signed legislation tightening sanctions on Pyongyang. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
A company that operates ships laying sections of a new Russian-German pipeline says it is stopping that work. Why? Because of legislation signed by U.S. President Donald Trump, which threatens sanctions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report from London.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defence Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The U.S. has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which would transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.